This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Last weekend,
if she wins, Biden wins.
Before the first GOP primary,
all eyes are on New Hampshire.
More snow.
This storm has continued to trend upwards.
Shrimpers shrinking profits.
People are dropping like flies out of this business.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's boiled down to a two-person battle in the first Republican presidential primary of the 2024 campaign. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports attacks are ramping up in the final days.
She's not going to make it. She has no chance. She's got no way.
If he thinks I have no chance and I have no hope, then why is he running millions of dollars of ads against me?
In New Hampshire, it's former President Donald Trump versus his former UN ambassador, Nikki Haley.
He knows he's not able to defend his record. He's not able to talk about why he wasn't tough enough on China.
Haley's aiming to appeal to independent voters in New Hampshire like Don Hartnett.
She really needs to go after President Trump.
The former South Carolina governor has picked up the pace on the campaign trail. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has all but ceded New Hampshire. But even with a narrowed race here, Haley has an uphill climb.
Volunteers are being called for to help dig out Highmark Stadium, where the Buffalo Bills will play an NFL playoff game Sunday night. That region has been hit with several feet of snow. Jordan Steele of the Weather Channel watching a news system.
I'd say anywhere from between 1 to as much as 5 inches on average, from the I-90 corridor, Cleveland to Erie, Pennsylvania, also northern Indiana. Lake enhancement is going to be the big reason that we could see maybe 1 to 2 feet in those spots. And if you don't have the snow, you've got the cold. Single digit feels like temps all the way into the south.
The wind chill makes it feel like 17 degrees this morning in Memphis. Gerald Kiner has opened an emergency shelter there.
No, I'm cold right now, basically, when I would step outside for a few minutes to go to my car. So imagine people who have no place to go.
The bitter cold will last right through the weekend, and after days of dangerous ice, western Oregon will see temperatures rise above 40. We've heard from the Georgia district attorney who's at the center of former President Trump's election interference case in that state. As CBS's Nicole Killian reports, she's been under fire amid accusations of being in a romantic relationship with a prosecutor she hired.
District Attorney Fani Willis broke her silence this week, accusing critics of racism amid accusations that she had an improper relationship with Nathan Wade, a special prosecutor she hired to lead the 2020 election interference investigation into former President Trump.
Is it that some will never see a black man as qualified, no matter his achievements?
The allegations were made in a filing this month by co-defendant Michael Roman. His attorney wants the charges dismissed and suggests, without citing evidence, that Willis not only had a romantic relationship with Wade, but financially benefited from it.
February 28th is the date that's been set for Hunter Biden to testify behind closed doors to 2 House panels that are holding an impeachment inquiry into his father. The president's son had been insisting he'd only cooperate in an open forum. Congress has sent a short-term spending bill to President Biden to avoid a government shutdown, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
Because both sides have worked together, the government will stay open. We will avoid a needless disaster.
Far-right members of the House opposed the deal, which extends into March. Overseas, the U.S. military says Houthi rebels in Yemen tried and failed to hit an American-owned ship in the Red Sea. It came hours after U.S. forces hit their positions for a fifth time. Correspondent Charlie Daggett visited one of the Navy ships patrolling the region.
For the troops of the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, the USS Bataan has been home for more than 6 months and counting. Jets take off into the pitch dark overnight, a show of force, part readiness exercise, to keep pilots and crews sharp. Ship-to-shore land and sea assault teams that includes a full contingent of roughly 4,000 U.S. Marines and sailors across the deployment.
More than 6 months. Getting a bit homesick?
I am. Going out, you know, with friends and spend time with family.
They are in it for the long haul, even if nobody's quite sure how long that haul will be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Families of the victims of the Uvalde school massacre want criminal cases launched after yesterday's scathing Justice Department report found cascading failures in the slow response to the 2022 attack.
I hope the failures end today and the local officials do what wasn't done that day.
The LA Innocence Project is taking a look into Scott Peterson's 2004 murder conviction. He was found guilty of murdering his wife and their unborn son. The new interest in the case is based on blood that was found inside a burned-out van linked to a burglary near Peterson's Modesto home. Mike Balmessieri was on the jury that convicted Peterson.
You got a long way to go to convince me that he wasn't guilty. Because I spent 5.5 months in a courtroom listening to testimony, looking at evidence.
Oklahoma lawmakers will consider a bill that labels Hispanics who are gang members as terrorists. The Republican sponsor says they're responsible for human trafficking and fentanyl in the state. Using advanced DNA analysis, the remains of a Long Island man killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11 have been identified. John Ballantyne Niven is the 1,650th victim whose remains have been identified. Foreign imports are having a deep effect on the American shrimping industry. CBS's Mark Strassman says some fear they won't be able to continue on without government help.
Off South Carolina's coast, Rocky Magwood shrimps with a jumbo problem.
It's worse right now than we've ever seen.
Plummeting prices for his catch.
Is this driving people out of business?
Very much so. People are dropping like flies out of this business.
The issue, imported cheap shrimp from Asia, often subsidized by foreign governments.
I would love to be out there at least 6 days a week.
And how many days are you on the water?
2 to 3 now.
In 2022, local shrimpers here got $5.73 per pound. Last year, $3.39 per pound.
I have a son that's 5 right now. He won't be able to do this the way it's going right now. There's no way.
Mark Strassman, Shem Creek, South Carolina.
Tight end Cam McCormick is set to return to the University of Miami for an unprecedented 9th season of college eligibility.
Touchdown! Ruling is touchdown. McCormick broke the play.
He's had a career derailed by injuries. McCormick, who began his college days at Oregon, has undergone 6 surgeries.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A dog in Michigan really is man's best friend and a lifesaver, too.
A Traverse City, Michigan man fell through ice on a lake and a witness called police.
Is that him right there?
Yeah.
Michigan State Police Officer Cameron Bennett's body cam shows him grabbing a rescue disc to throw to the man, but he couldn't get it close enough. Then he noticed a dog.
Send your pup here. Will she come to me?
She probably will. Her name's Ruby.
Ruby, come here.
She came, took the rescue disc in her mouth, and ran it out to her owner. The 65-year-old man grabbed it, and Officer Bennett's pulled the rope attached to it.
Help! Are you out of the water?
He was out, examined at a hospital, and lives to tell the tale of Ruby's rescue. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The private moon lander that encountered trouble and failed after launch earlier this month has now disintegrated in Earth's atmosphere, and Japan looks to become the fifth country to put a spacecraft on the moon later today. That's the Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.